sci-fi party line.
Today we will be talking about Doctor Who's End of Time.
Cue the theme music!
This is the most powerful episode that I've ever seen.
I thought I'd be a lot more emotional about it.
I think I probably had it too built up for myself. I really expected to be much more moved.
I'm just astounded that you guys are just like, yeah, this is whatever.
He's straw guy.
That's whatever.
We all knew the Master was going to be in it, but we were all wondering how he was going to get brought back or resurrected. And when we saw how it was with the, like, the Harry Potter scene, like the Voldemort resurrection scene, that was a bit perplexing at that point when he first leaped into the air. I just shut off my brain.
That's Timothy Dalton. What is he doing?
Timothy Dalton was Rashilon? Hello? Rashilon!
That opening scene of part two where they're having, he walks in, Timothy Dalton, and have a little, their little meeting, their little powwow and all that. And just in my mind, I was thinking, wow, while this is happening, either Paul McGann or Christopher Eccleston is out there running around.
They used the signal from the past, amplified through the diamond, to open the gateway so they could come through.
To try and understand the whole Sound of Drums thing, they retroactively, during the Time War, went back, threw it into the Master's mind when he was a child, which obviously happened who knows when in the past. That's all very Bill and Ted's. They're like, Neo! Dude! If you go back, and last week, I could, you know, it's like, really? That's how it works now? For one thing, she's one of the two people who's hiding her face like a weeping angel.
And when the Time Lords took the vote to either rise or fall again, they said everyone voted for it to rise again, except for two.
Because when the Four Knocks come, he realizes what it is, and you, as the viewer, realize what it is.
Wilf actually knocked four sessions of those four beats.
He was regenerating alone, which I thought was weird. He's like, I don't want to die.
He didn't want to die. So we kind of regenerated very violently, trying to stop it, I guess.
I felt like it was too much. I was not finished mourning the death of the 10th Doctor. And he's, you know, exploding. The TARDIS is on fire.
He says Geronimo, which is going to be his catchphrase, I guess.
We have to write letters about that because that's not going to do for me.
He's upset that he's not redheaded. He's wearing bow ties.
Hopefully,
I hate bow ties.
God damn it, his neckwear is inacceptable.
Matt's only doing it for a year, right?
Oh, yo, better not. Well, better not. I will torch the BBC.
Oh my god. Wow.
I don't want to go.